Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Dr. Kathy Kozak.
Good morning. We're going to have an exciting show today.
That's good to be. Good to have you with us. We're going to start off by looking at the safety of things that we count on. Now, the state of Hawaii has filed a lawsuit against two airbag manufacturers, Takata and Honda, that installs the airbags. It reads, for making, supplying, and using airbags they knew to be unsafe. Hawaii is the first state to file a lawsuit against these companies for their roles in causing millions of cars to be sold with airbags that could explode, posing grave, sometimes fatal, dangers to the car's occupants, end quote. The issue centers on the chemical propellant that deploys the airbag and on these companies' choice of one that they allegedly knew to be unsafe. Stephen Levins is the executive director of the Office of Community Protection, Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, which initiated the legal action. He's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What's the standard of proof that you have to meet in terms of establishing that these companies knew it was dangerous?
Well, you know, we're alleging that both of these companies engage in unfair, deceptive trade practices here in Hawaii. We're here to protect Hawaii consumers, and we're here to hold them accountable if they violate our consumer protection laws, and we believe that they did. When we first announced this lawsuit last week, I said that we weren't going to wait around for an accident to happen here in Hawaii to file it. And at that time, we really weren't even aware of one, although I had suspected that there had been incidents and accidents here in Hawaii that this airbag problem had impacted. And curiously or interestingly enough, we have received information from consumers who have reached out to us just in the past few days that presented pretty strong evidence that they were personally impacted. They involved in accidents in which the airbag exploded. So it's a very, very serious public safety problem here in Hawaii.
Steve, I understand that. My question was about the legal standard that you have to meet. What do you have to establish in court?
Well, it's a civil case.
Okay.
So we have to establish that these companies engaged in unfair or deceptive trade practices beyond by a preponderance of the evidence.
Right.
So that's what we intend to do.
Evidence being what?
Well, for one thing, it's been widely reported that Takata, back in 2004, ran tests, and the tests revealed at that time that this airbag had terrible problems associated with it, that it exploded, that the chemical that they used in it, which was is ammonium nitrate, is very unstable, and they ran tests, and it exploded repeatedly. And what did they do? They covered it up. Honda is their largest customer. Most of the incidents that have been involved in this problem associated with these airbags have been Honda vehicles, and they knew or they should have known what was going on. So there's a tremendous amount of evidence against Takata and Honda that they were aware of this problem. And what was particularly problematic and distressing is Takata covered it up. There were congressional hearings on this. There's a huge amount of evidence against Takata that they had engaged in really almost fraudulent conduct.
So if you have documentation of this?
We do.
So if you've got that, it would seem that this is pretty much open and shut, right?
Well, I mean, let me put it this way. We don't file cases here lightly, and we don't file cases unless we have or believe we have evidence to support the cases that we file.
So this is the issue being ammonium nitrate is unstable but less expensive, and therefore that's what presumably was Takata's motivation in using this chemical instead of the safer alternative. Is that right?
That's correct. They were using another chemical called tetrazole back in the late 90s, which our information was much more stable and much safer. But they switched to ammonium nitrate because it's much cheaper. And what we believe is they put their own profits over public safety.
Well, you know, I'm just sort of trying to establish the legal steps. You establish that one chemical is far less safe. You establish that they knew it, and installed it anyway, right?
Well, the legal steps are this. They put a product that they knew was dangerous into commerce. They sold it to car manufacturers, including Honda. Honda knew or should have known that there was this problem. They sold cars to consumers across the country, around the world, and here in Hawaii. They knew that the problem was exacerbated by the climate that we have here in Hawaii, which is a high temperature and high humidity, which causes the airbag to become inherently unstable. And they covered it up. And in our view, that's an unfair and deceptive trade practice.
Going back to the Takata to Honda link, when you say Honda knew or should have known, that how do you go about establishing that particular bridge between these two companies?
Well, you know, they had an ongoing relationship. As I mentioned, most of the vehicles involved in the accidents and, in fact, in the deaths around in the United States and around the world involved Honda motor vehicles. And, in fact, Honda owns a percentage of Takata, too.
But Takata is not going to say to Honda, by the way, these are unsafe products that we're selling you in these.
Well, I don't know, but they should. And if they hadn't, I mean, Honda is a very sophisticated, it's a car company. If they're aware of a problem, if you're selling a product and you know that there are problems inherent in that product, you have a responsibility to your consumers to take steps to alleviate that problem.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to disagree with that. I'm just wondering how you go about establishing it, meeting a legal standard to establish that.
Well, you establish it by presenting evidence, which we intend to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would seem that why haven't 49 other states done this?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the other states, but as I've mentioned previously, Hawaii is ground zero. Our environment is ground zero for problems such as this.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska doesn't have a problem with temperature variations like we do or humidity issues like we do. And in fact, when the recall was first announced by NHTSA, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, they specifically designated Hawaii as one of the first states to have the recall occur, and the reason for that is because our environment here in Hawaii.
How many cars, you estimate 70,000 cars in Hawaii affected?
Well, that's when we filed a lawsuit, and soon thereafter, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration announced another 21 million cars were going to be subject to this recall. So it's just growing exponentially.
Well, it's certainly a story we'll want to follow. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure, thank you.
Stephen Levins is the Executive Director of the Office of Consumer Protection, Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. He was appointed that position in 2015.